Good morning, Tony. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. I saw all of this and thought, oh, that looks interesting.
Well,
anything to do with dogs, and I'm there, all right?
Absolutely.
Anybody that knows me will know that I'm hugely fond of my dogs, and I will talk about them to anybody who will listen, really, to the point of boredom, which I'm guessing is where you are as well.
Absolutely. They take over my life, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, well, let's start with the obvious thing then. What are your dogs and what are they called?
So I have three amazing mischievous rescue dogs. They're called Dewey, Ronnie and Keith. And they're all rescues. They're all what we used to call back in the day a mongrel. God knows what they are, but they're completely unique and they've all got really different personalities. And over the years, people have always told me, your dogs are so different, look-wise, personality-wise, you should write a kid's book about them. And recently I've had a bit more spare time on my hands, and that's exactly what I did.
Oh, right, okay. Where do the children come into this?
So the reason I actually was inspired to recently was because my stepchildren, who are wonderful and they're so good, but they spend a lot of time on screens, and I'm sure many parents completely understand this, and I really wanted to encourage them back into reading, having a favourite character, just like I did when I was a kid with Spot the Dog, Mogcat, and everyone remembers that, but I used to have the cuddly toy. And also, I wrote them into the book, and I thought, you know, what better way? Write about the dogs they love, and they'll feature in it. I just thought, what a brilliant reason to get them off the screens and just use their imagination and talk to their friends about it. And then it's kind of just spiraled from there, really. And because it's mainly about my rescue dogs, and I'm an advocate for rescue. We have rescue chickens, a rescue horse.
Love that, rescue chickens.
Yeah, and they are bonkers. They actually feature in a book as well. But I've been a big advocate for that for years. And so I thought, what a great way for children to learn that you can have a relationship with a dog and you don't have to buy a puppy. You can give a dog a second chance. And yeah, it's just another way of getting that word out. And I'm also sponsoring a dog rescue called Silver Fox Dog Rescue. Mm. So a proportion of the profit will go back into rescuing, because I have been told I'm not allowed any more dogs.
Oh, you can never have too many dogs.
Well, that's what I said.
we recently lost one, I'm afraid, but
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she was a rescue of a different kind from Poland, funny enough. She died at the age of 14 and three quarters, so
that's
a grand old lady. Say a couple of weeks ago she disappeared, but we've still got Archie, our He's an attempt to miniaturise a boxer dog, and he also is absolutely bonkers and nuts, has required quite a bit of training, and has a wonderful personality about him, as do most dogs.
Yes,
and when you've got three such as you have, I'm aware that they tend to have some pack tendencies, which will leave you standing on the outside looking in and going, wow.
Yeah.
Because this is what they do.
Writing the book was easy because they've all got very distinguished characters and they do such silly things that is actually featured in the book. So there's one bit where, so Ronnie is a rescue from Spain, and when she was first adopted, the people couldn't cope with her at all, and she used to bolt and just disappear. They're like, don't let her off the lead, don't let her off the lead. With my horse training, it's very similar to dog psychology, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and same with children. Reverse psychology, that's what it is. But when I first moved in with my partner, we live in beautiful Weybridge, which is, you know, perfect part of the country in Surrey. I love it. But she jumped out of the garden one day, and she returned, but with a massive baguette. And I just thought, the kids thought it was so funny, and I thought, I'm going to put that in the story. But obviously not with me, but with the dogs, like, what are you doing? And then I thought it was a really great way, because it's funny. But then the other two dogs are like, Ronnie, you can't leave without telling an adult. It's not safe. So throughout the story, it's you know, fun and silly, but it's heartwarming. because she gets rescued and she finds what she always wants and she's learning all these lessons, just as kids do as they grow up, and friendship and kindness. And there's a really lovely, really lovely ending to it. So I hope if anyone would like to support me, small businesses and rescues, and I would love to know what you think of the book, because this is like the beginning of my journey as well. So I would love some feedback too.
Yeah, I mean, dogs will consume you in that way. They will... amaze you, and you'll look at them and think, why did you do that? But they know why they know why they did it.
Yeah.
And even more so when you've got three of them. But more importantly in all of this, it's interesting to note the order in which you did this. You got the dogs and the children, and then you started writing. Whereas with most writers, of course, it's been a thing for them since they were young, you know, at school, was shining at English and basically writing stories. That seems to be the way of, certainly for most authors that I've spoken to. I know there are some like yourself that it's come to later in life. How difficult did you find it to start?
Can I just say, I love the fact that you said I got the dogs and then the children. I adopted them, acquired them, I should say.
Yeah,
do you know what writing is? I mean, I actually went through an old memory box the other day, and I did actually used to write stories, but they were about cats. We had a lot of cats when I was a kid. And writing has never been a strong point for me. My friends will back that up with my text spelling probably. So I've had to learn a lot. But I've always been very creative. And again, everyone will back me up on that. And I love being creative. And once I started writing...
Do you have a colourful imagination then, is what you're saying?
Definitely. I always do parties for my friends, and I always have a theme, and I even make up my own games. And yeah, I go overboard creating and designing stuff. I make things for my friends.
You're the terrifying one in a crowd. I can spot that a mile away.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. I'm the one who's like, if there's a microphone like this, I'm on the stage like...
Karaoke queen.
Yeah, but I've really enjoyed the writing journey, and I hope that maybe I'll inspire other mums that want to distract their kids and write about their lives or something they love. And you don't have to have a background in it, you can learn along the way. And we're so lucky now with the internet, you can research so much. Like I was saying to my other half, you know, you have to have somewhere to go with the story. It has to start somewhere. The characters have to be interesting. There has to be a problem, and they have to go on this problem, and then there has to be a solution. And it sounds really easy when I'm saying that, but actually when you really stop and think about it, you're like, oh gosh, how can I make that interesting though? But luckily with my dogs, they are very, very interesting. I think so. Hopefully everyone else will.
dogs are going to be anyway, certainly for me. I know for lots of people there, you know, dogs are not a thing. They prefer cats, or they prefer horses or rodents or whatever. But
most people,
there's a large chunk of people who are with you on this, certainly with dogs, because if you have a dog, you will begin to understand what this is all about. But my thing here really is with the writing part of it as well, because most people go into this and think they've written a story, they go to a publisher, and the publisher looks at it, either tears it apart or says, oh, I like this, but it needs a bit of editing. Who does your editing, or do you do your own editing, and who taught you to do that?
Well, I have actually done everything apart from the illustrations. If everyone gets a chance to look at my books, like most people that have seen it have said that the pictures are incredible. So thank you so much to Eleanor Loseby, who is my illustrator, and she's based in the UK as well. I can't remember, but it's somewhere up north.
Yeah, Leicester. So,
yes,
I'm looking,
that's it.
I'm looking at her right now. Meet the illustrator.
Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
I'm cheating.
We're like sisters as well.
Yeah, something like that. Only she's got glasses on.
You're just
waving a dog around.
I sometimes wear glasses, but just to make myself look more intelligent. You want someone to edit it. I've learned that you have to have someone read through it, and you pay for that. But everything else, I've really tried to learn myself, either watching videos. My illustrator usually formats. I learned to format the books myself now, because you've got to look at the costs as well, because you're doing... I mean, I've done this for me and for my dogs and for my stepkids, and also because I want to raise money for other dogs. But if I want this to become something that is I'm professional in, then you have to kind of look at things properly. And the reason I haven't at the moment anyway gone down the publisher route is because I was kind of scaremongered, as in it's very, very difficult. And I can imagine they probably get millions and millions every, you know, every year. So there's a lot to choose from. But also looking with the thing that we can sell on Amazon now, Facebook, it's they're saying now you don't actually need that. You can be your own publisher. You can advertise yourself. You can go on wonderful radio shows and promote stuff. And
stop it.
people love small businesses. People love dogs. And, you know, I hope people will love my message. And even though the book's for kids, if you're reading it with your kid, I really think an adult will enjoy reading it too. I should mention, actually, that I have created a bit of my own niche because I have to stand out, don't I? I was creating a picture book and I was waiting for the illustrations, and the picture book is designed for about 4 to 8 year olds. And I was like, oh my God, older children are going to miss out on this hilarious story. So I started writing the same story, but longer, into a chapter book format, you know, with chapters. And but I've still included black and white pictures. So it's more of a book that children will be reading on their own. So I've kind of captured an age range audience that expands a lot further than most authors would do. So that for me, that's my little I stand out in the market because.
I'm looking at it now, actually. You've got, it's almost two books for the price of one, but for different age groups. So yeah, if you've got a 4 to 8 year old, you get one book, which is, of course, the Long Journey picture book. And then, well, for the 8 to 12 year olds, you have, the Long Journey chapter book, which is the words.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's done that same.
I've never seen that before, and I've got to say, it's a rather clever idea, and it's kind of nice. So it's called The Waggy Dog Tales.
Yes, so you can find us on all social media. It's just a little play on words. My dog's tails are always going, you know, always wagging, so I thought it was quite a suitable name, really, because it's kind of difficult when you're like, you want something catchy, and I knew I wanted to do more than one book, so that there had to be one main title and then, you know, a title that goes then with the first book, the second book, and so on and so forth.
How do your children actually look at all of this? Are they pleased with the end result?
Yeah, I mean, they love it. The pictures in the book, and they gave it a little read. They're not as interested as I was hoping, but then maybe that's just me. Like, they're not like, oh, what
are you
doing?
No, Mum's done that.
I'm probably a bit more embarrassing when I'm like handing out leaflets when I go around. You know, I'm always trying to stop people. People always stop me with my dog, so I'm always handing out stuff and trying to talk to people. So, and they're boys, so maybe boys aren't. Oh, she's not cool anymore, walking around with my waggy dog tail t-shirt on.
Well, it's the way of children. One day they'll look back and look back with some pride, I would imagine. So this is a start point for you, yes?
Yes, definitely, yeah. And I want to do a second series, which I want to call The Pony Tales.
So, oh, this is the horsey thing, is it?
Yes, yeah. So I can have the waggy dog tails and the pony tails because I've ridden all my life. So Hero, our horse, who was given to us, he does feature in the chapter book of The Long Journey.
Yeah.
As do the chickens. And the chickens that we have,
I love these rescue chickens.
They rule the roost in the bottom of the garden. So we call them the Flappier, which is the chicken version of the Mafia. And that is how they are in the book. So you'll get to meet everyone in our household and just how funny they are.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about the writing in there. I mean, it sounds like you got your hands full. Three children, three dogs, a partner who's busy with a different career. How on earth do you find the time to write? Or do you have to discipline yourself literally to say, right, today I'm going to write for 2 hours? Or is it just a case of when the inspiration takes you?
Yeah, I think you've got to be in the right frame of mind, and you need quiet, or I do anyway, so it has to be.
That's difficult with three kids and three dogs.
Yeah, when they're at school is you know, a lot better, but especially at the moment, because I've written this one, I've written the second one, I'm just formatting it and then getting some more illustrations done. But at the moment, because I've been published for a week or so now, it's all about promotion, because I'm being my own publisher, I'm being my own social media outlet, I'm being my own editor, I'm being my own website designer. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to do 5 jobs in one. And I think with Christmas coming up as well, I'd rather like promote it if people are stuck for ideas for Christmas. You know, the chapter book's only $7.99 and the picture book's only $9.99. You're supporting small businesses and charity as well. So I thought, you know, I'll just at the moment, the writing is on the back burner. But when we have the Christmas period, and we've got a bit of a quiet one this year, which is going to be wonderful. And, you know, the kids will be playing their games. And I think I'll actually have a bit more time to do some more writing. And I've, and the horse one as well, I've been really enjoying, because I've been pulling on all my years' experience. And, you know, it might not be exactly what happened to me, but you can pull on five different experiences and put it into one story. And I've thoroughly enjoyed writing the horse one, but that's still a little way off yet. So,
So it's obviously the push on the waggy dog tales for Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I probably left it a bit late, but I did a. Have you
Why?
Heard of
it's only December. Well, it's only December.
That's true. That is true. I suppose it only got published. I was like, oh god, now I just need to promote for the next, you know, few weeks.
Yeah.
But I did a. Have you heard of Kickstarter?
Vaguely, yes, 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 yes. I know what you mean there. Yeah.
So it's like, I can say it's like crowdfunding, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's people basically prepaying. I would say, or pre-buying.
Yeah.
You're helping people start businesses by buying the product in advance. And I had a really successful one, which not only helped me, you know, purchase my books from printing, but it also showed that people are genuinely interested in this. I mean, I was even selling to America. I was really, really pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah.
So it kind of gave me the idea of, actually, yeah, this is worth pushing into. Even, you know, it's going to be hard work on my own. I've got a wonderful partner that can help me, and I just need to get down and, you know, make sure people know who the Waggy Dog Tales are.
Well, there you go. So anybody, where can this book be got from?
So we are on Amazon, both of them available on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also available on ebook. So if you buy...
Can they get them direct from you?
You can get direct from me, yes, via my website, which I think you're going to put on your website.
Yeah.
So if you buy direct from me, it's a...
What's the web address?
www.thewaggydogtales.com.
Thewaggydogtales.com.
And so when you buy direct from me, I'm including colouring in sheets and stickers. And also, I did a lot of research on quality paper. I wanted to make a very premium product, which they don't do on Amazon. So you do get a better proper quality product from me, and you get extras too. And you can learn about the dogs and see pictures of them in real life. And there's links on there for the Silver Fox Dog Rescue, who are absolutely amazing. And can I just say why I absolutely adore them? So I've followed them for years, but they rehome and rehabilitate dogs, like in a foster home environment, which I think is really important for dogs, because being in a kennel, you know, with surrounded by sounds and other dogs, can be quite unsettling. They fully assess them, they neuter, vaccinate and microchip them before they go anywhere, and they take a lot of pride and care into making sure the dogs get the best suitable home for them. And it's up and down the country. And that's why I really wanted to support them, because I'd much rather see a dog into a foster home. I think it's a great thing.
It is. And it's certainly, with three dogs, inspired you to write books, which can be are available. It's the Waggy Dog Tales. And if you need more information, it's thewaggydogtales.com. You can get the book also at Amazon. Tira, we wish you so well with this. It's a fabulous story. And I'm looking forward to seeing the next book. For now, Tira Bailey.
I meant to say, as well, that I am doing a cuddly toy as well. So there's a cuddly toy of Ronnie for this book. And then with each book, each dog will become a cuddly toy.
Wonderful.
So get that on my website as well. But thank you so much, Tony. I've really, really enjoyed this. So, yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Tira Bailey, thank you for talking to us.